Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Walk, Rediscover the Most Natural Way to Boost Your Health and Longevity. One Step at a Time is a health and movement guide by Courtney Conley, DC, developed from her work in foot function and gait mechanics and associated with co-author Milka McDowell, MS, DPT in Publisher Materials, scheduled for publication in 2046. The book positions walking not as a minor fitness habit, but as a foundational behavior linked to mobility, metabolic health, independence, and aging well. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It interprets current thinking on daily movement, sedentary risk, foot strength, and footwear, then translates those ideas into assessments and walking progressions. Rather than focusing only on calorie burn or step totals, the book examines how people walk. It examines how often they interrupt sitting, how their feet interact with the ground, and how modern shoes may alter natural mechanics. It belongs to the science-based wellness category, but its distinguishing emphasis is movement quality from the ground up. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, walking reframed as a basic biological requirement rather than optional exercise. A central argument of walk is that walking should be treated less like a discretionary workout and more like a normal biological function that modern life has reduced. The distinction matters because exercise is often scheduled as a separate event, while walking historically occurred throughout daily life as transportation, work, social activity, and environmental interaction. Conley presents walking as a low-barrier activity that supports circulation, joint loading, balance practice, mood regulation, and general resilience without requiring specialized equipment or high athletic capacity. This framing also changes how sedentary behavior is understood. If walking is a baseline human requirement, then long periods of sitting are not simply neutral gaps between workouts. They are periods in which the body receives fewer signals for blood flow, postural control, muscle engagement, and metabolic regulation. The book, therefore, encourages readers to think beyond formal fitness and ask whether their days contain enough repeated natural movement. Its value lies in making walking consequential without making it complicated, connecting ordinary steps to independence, longevity, and the ability to keep participating in daily life. Secondly, step count is treated as a useful tool, not a universal 10-0 step commandment. The book challenges the cultural authority of the 10-0 step target by separating a convenient benchmark from individualized movement needs. Conley does not dismiss step tracking. Instead, she treats it as a feedback tool that can reveal patterns and motivate improvement. The practical point is that a sedentary person may gain meaningful benefit by adding a few thousand steps, while a more active person may need different goals related to pace, duration, terrain, or consistency. This approach is more flexible than common wellness advice because it considers starting point, health status, and sustainability. The book also emphasizes the importance of walking frequency. Short walking breaks, sometimes described as micro walks, are presented as a way to interrupt sitting and create repeated physiological signals across the day. This matters because one longer exercise session may not fully address the effects of prolonged inactivity by replacing one fixed number with a broader idea of movement dosage. Walk helps readers use step counts intelligently as one measure among several, not as the sole definition of success. Thirdly, foot strength and toe function are presented as overlooked longevity variables. One of the book's most distinctive contributions is its attention to the foot as an active structure rather than a passive platform. Conley emphasizes that the feet contain muscles, joints, sensory receptors, and coordination systems that help the body adapt to the ground. Weakness or restricted motion in the toes and foot can affect balance, gait efficiency, and confidence in movement. This is especially relevant for aging, because falls often begin with small failures of stability during ordinary transitions, such as standing, turning, or initiating a step. The book connects foot capacity to broader independence. If painful or weak feet reduce walking, the consequences can extend upward to the knees, hips, back, cardiovascular conditioning, and mood. Practical self-assessments and foot drills are therefore not treated as niche rehabilitation tools, but as part of maintaining mobility. The reasoning is concrete: stronger, more responsive feet can provide better sensory input and more reliable propulsion, which may make walking safer, more efficient, and easier to maintain over decades. Fourthly, footwear choices are linked to gait mechanics, sensory feedback, and gradual adaptation. Watt gives significant attention to shoes because footwear can either support or interfere with natural foot function. The book's concern is not fashion alone, but design features that change how the foot behaves. Narrow toe boxes may limit toe splay. Elevated heels may alter loading patterns. Stiff soles may reduce foot mobility, and heavy cushioning may lessen sensory feedback from the ground. Conley generally favors footwear characteristics that allow the foot to participate more actively, such as adequate width at the toes, flexibility, and lower heel drop, while also acknowledging that transition should be gradual. This caution is important. A person who has spent years in structured or cushioned shoes may not tolerate an abrupt shift to minimal footwear because muscles, tendons, and tissues need time to adapt. The book's footwear message is therefore not simply buy a different shoe. It is to evaluate whether shoes match the shape and function of the foot, then change exposure progressively while building strength and mobility. Lastly, walking programs progress from baseline consistency to higher intensity movement. The practical sections of Walk appear designed to move readers from awareness to implementation through staged walking plans. The structure is useful because walking advice can become vague if it only says to move more. Tiered programs allow a sedentary or deconditioned reader to begin with manageable frequency and duration, while giving active readers options for progression. The book includes concepts such as building a base, increasing walking volume, improving pace, and adding more demanding variations. Advanced options discussed in related materials include Zone 2 walking, rucking, longer distance walks, and pairing walking with strength training. This reflects a balanced view. Walking is foundational, but it does not replace every other form of physical preparation. Strength work supports muscle and bone health, while faster or loaded walking can raise cardiovascular and musculoskeletal demands. The staged approach also reduces all-or-nothing thinking. Readers can begin with consistent, easy walking, then add intensity or complexity only when their feet, joints, and schedule can handle it. In conclusion, Walk is best suited for readers who want health guidance that is practical, movement-based, and less dependent on expensive interventions or extreme fitness trends. It will likely appeal to middle-aged and older adults concerned with longevity, fall risk, metabolic health, and maintaining independence, but it is also relevant for clinicians, trainers, and active readers who want a clearer framework for gait and foot function. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers multiple entry points, interrupting sitting with short walks, rethinking daily step goals, assessing foot strength, reconsidering shoe design, and progressing toward more structured walking. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects a common activity to larger questions about modern sedentary environments and the body's need for repeated mechanical input. Compared with many wellness books that focus on workouts, diets, supplements, or abstract lifestyle optimization, Walk stands out by treating the foot and ordinary locomotion as central, rather than secondary. It does not make walking novel by making it complicated. It makes it important by explaining the mechanisms that are usually ignored. The result is a grounded, accessible book for readers who want to improve health from the simplest daily movement upward. If you would like to support Courtney Conley DC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.